Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel again. And the news was announced today that Sir Mike Jackson died of natural causes at the age of 80. So Sir Mike Jackson, he was an officer in the British Army. He started out in the Household Cavalry. He was in a number of different units. His father had been a ranker in the Household Cavalry, whereas Mike Jackson, he was commissioned as an officer. It was a very snobby time. I've read his autobiography. He went to a public school called Stamford, Mike Jackson, and then he went to the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst, where he's commissioned as an officer. And officers often came from upper-class families or upper-middle-class families. So there's a lot of snobbery at the time. So he was in the Parachute Regiment, and eventually the Intelligence Corps. So commissioned as a second lieutenant at the age of 19. So, and he served in various places overseas, which are still British colonies, well, like Hong Kong. Malaysia just got independent, the British Army was there. But he really became notable for serving in Northern Ireland. Some of my younger viewers won't know about the Northern Ireland conflict from 1969 for roughly 30 years. And so, okay, Northern Ireland's part of the UK, but unlike the rest of the United Kingdom, the British Army was on the streets. There was rioting, it was out of control. The local police, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, couldn't cope with the situation. They were hugely outnumbered. Then there was terrorist activities by loyalists, by Republicans, and so on. Now, obviously, the army is allowed to kill enemies in a combat situation, but they're not allowed to kill civilians deliberately. Inevitably, they're going to occasionally kill civilians accidentally through misidentification or collateral damage or something like that. But the most controversial episode in Mike Jackson's life was Bloody Sunday. That's to say, the 30th of January 1972, when the Parachute Regiment, in which was an adjutant, shot dead 13 people, and a 14th died later, about a month later. They were all Catholic men who were shot dead. I say men, three of them were 17 years old, and about another 14 were wounded. So that was the 1st Battalion of the Parachute Regiment. So it was highly contentious. Now, Mike Jackson had the public trust, and I believed him, but he lied and lied and lied about the incidents that day, saying they're shooting gunmen. Okay. I suppose it was unit cohesion, thought, well, they're my men, I've got to cover for them, I can't let them be court-martialed or whatever. And so many people were shot dead who should not have been shot dead, and it was said that most of them should never be shot at all. Now, one of them had been Harry handling a nail bomb earlier, not the moment he was killed. One of them was in Fionn Éireann, the IRA's youth wing. But that they didn't know that at the time, and that even though they had, that wouldn't have been sufficient legal grounds to kill him. Now, I know there was a lot of violence in Derry before that. Two RUC officers had been murdered just 2 days earlier. The Parachute Regiment came under attack almost daily. Now, people often say, well, this is a non-lethal attack, just bits of bottles and bricks and so on. But, you know, that could turn lethal. Anyway, they turned a bad situation into a terrible one. And most people said it was a serious overreaction. And it was a blot on the UK's record, certainly used against the United Kingdom and international fora forever afterwards, quite apart from the injustice done to the people who were killed, who should not have been killed. And many people say they were murdered. So he will not be missed in Derry. He will not be missed by the nationalist community more broadly. Then he was in Ballymurphy, an area of Belfast, just a few months later, an overwhelmingly Catholic area, very working class area, where 11 unarmed civilians were killed by the Parachute Regiment over a weekend in August 1971. Sorry, that was actually before Bloody Sunday. And again, one of the people shot dead was a mother of eight. I mean, all these loss of life were deeply regrettable, but that was particularly tragic when that woman was killed. And then a Catholic priest was killed. You know, two generations later, it's difficult to realize just how exalted the clergy were in the Catholic community at the time. But all this didn't seem to do his career much harm. And he's promoted to a major, and he was served in Berlin. And remember, Germany was in a sense occupied at the time, and Berlin itself was divided into the four zones, French, British, American, and then Soviet, had to liaise with the Soviet counterparts, with whom he apparently had a very cordial and cooperative relationship. And remember, the Cold War could have turned hot at any time back then. So he was there at Warren Point in 1979, which is the IRA's greatest victory in the Troubles, where 18 members of the Parachute Regiment were killed in some bomb blasts there. Then the people thought there was firing across narrow water from County Louth in the Republic of Ireland, but apparently that's actually a misapprehension. And the Parachute Regiment soldiers who survived, they thought they were being fired at from the Republic of Ireland and fired back at people across narrow water, a few hundred meters of water, a very narrow inlet of the sea, and actually killed, is it one or two people on the other side? And one of them happened to be English tourists. They thought they'd been fired at. So he was there. And obviously for the IRA, it's particularly sweet that they managed to kill paras, because of all regiments, they abominated the parachute regiment above them all. The parachute regiment was clearly the wrong unit to have there, because as a spearhead force, have a reputation for being ultra aggressive. And in this delicate tinderpox situation, they were not the one that was needed, because it was almost, well, support to civil power, really. It was almost a policing role, and they hadn't been retrained. Now, over time, the British Army did retrain units for Northern Ireland. This is a low-intensity operation. As one officer said in the 1990s, the aim is not to kill anybody, but to ensure as few people are killed as possible. However, occasionally killing people becomes unavoidable. But by the early 90s, even before the 1994 ceasefire, the number of people the security forces killed was very, very low indeed. So of the sort of 3,500 people killed in the Northern Ireland Troubles, only about 10% were killed by the security forces. That's not all the army. Some of that's the Royal Ulster Constabulary. So those with the most firepower did the least firing. But that is Sir Mike Jackson in various roles at the National Defence College. He was in the Ministry of Defence and blah, blah, blah. So he got to be colonel, got to be knighted. And indeed, he was chief of general staff. The highest position in the British Armed Forces is in, there's one person, CGS, who's in charge of the British Army, which is not quite the same as chief of defense staff, who's in charge of the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. And then he retired. So he eventually had to give evidence about what had happened in Bloody Sunday and stuff like that. And his evidence was treated scornfully by many. So that is Mike Jackson. And he was back in Northern Ireland in the late 90s. I remember there was the Drumcree dispute about walking up and down Garvahy Road. So this is overwhelmingly Catholic district just outside Portadown. The Orange Order, an exclusively Protestant organization, used to march up and down there to a church, Church of the Ascension. I've been to it, actually. And they're commemorating the victory in the Battle of the Boyne in 1690, actually fought the 1st of July that year. But since the calendar was changed in 1752, it jumped all those days. It became celebrated the 12th of July. So local residents often vehemently objected to this regiment, this march going ahead. The Orange Order said, this is our right, freedom of expression. We're going to express our opinion, even if you don't want to hear it. Tough. That's what a free society is. And it was very difficult for the Royal Ulster Constabulary, that was the police in those days, to handle a situation. They need backup from the army. And so Mike Jackson was there. Apparently, he was openly contemptuous of the Orange Order. But nevertheless, he said he carried out his duty to the best of his ability. He also said things like that the army must stay within the law. There are people in the British Army said, you know, the rules of engagement were unduly restrictive. They knew who their enemies were. They should just go and kill them. That was it. He said, no, we're here to obey the law. Now, some people will say, well, I wish he'd taken that attitude in the early 1970s. So discipline is surely the cardinal military virtue. And he hadn't instilled it in his men, or had he ordered them to fire. He certainly seemed to let them get away with firing. Even on Bloody Sunday, they were ordered to stop firing at some point, and some of them continued to fire for several more minutes, which killed or wounded more people. So that is Sir Mike Jackson, surely overpromoted and wasn't held to account as he should have been. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.